zero in on them, and y'all forgive me. Amen. But the first thing that needs to happen is men need to acknowledge and realize that God the Creator is a God of purpose. God is calling us, the whole church, to His purpose, for His purpose. We always quote that scripture about all things work together for good, but at the end of that, it talks about for His purpose. And so God is calling us to His purpose. And Jonah went the wrong way. Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh. Instead, he was going to Tarshish. And Jonah went the wrong way. There are too many men who are going the wrong way. They think they're going the right way, but they're going the wrong way. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Too many men are dying because they are going the wrong way. Jonah saw no purpose concerning God's plan in his life. Therefore, all the time Jonah was running from God, as he thought, he was not praying. He was not praying. Because when people run away from God, they are not praying. Now, somebody may be praying for them, just like somebody prayed for you and me. Don't look at me as if you never ran away from God. Some of y'all have been introduced to God by your parents, and you got so to the teenage years and the young adult years, you ran away from God. You began to hang there and hang there, go there, all of that. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you have been someplace where you didn't think that you would ever be, but the Lord spoke to you and made a change in your life. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody prayed for me. I've gone places where I should not have been. But I thank God that God came to my aid, stood by me, and allowed for me, hallelujah, to enjoy His salvation. Oh, I don't care if you grew up in a Christian home or not. You ran away from God or thought you were running away from God. Church now, you can't stop from going to church. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, glory to God. There was a time in the day when you and I, we said, I don't want to go to church, but now we can't stand not being in church. We feel out of place when we are not in church. Anybody who is out of church and don't feel out of place, I don't know what's wrong with their salvation. I know when I'm home and I know that I'm supposed to be in church, it better be something good that I'm home. Because I go to church even on vacation. When I'm on vacation, I've got to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. But he was not praying. He wasn't praying. And a wasted life is a life without God's purpose. Purpose begins with prayer. Purpose begins with prayer. I'll say to any parent, any would-be parent, that it's not too late to pray while the little one is developing inside. As a matter of fact, it's right on time. Praise the Lord. Amen. And praying and touching and anointing, praise God. Amen. Because if you want that child to be anointed, pray before the child even comes out. Let the first hands be the hands of the Lord. Let the first hands be God using your hands. Hallelujah. Don't let the first hands be the doctor's hands. Let the hands be of the Lord. First, third month, fifth month, seventh month, whatever month it is, hallelujah. But because when a child comes out, you know that you prayed for that child. You know that you've asked God to anoint that child. Amen. Prayer, purpose. Purpose begins with prayer. Too many brothers don't see or know God's purpose. No purpose, no victory. That's right. Because purpose begins with prayer. How do we know where we need to go unless God directs us? Purpose begins with prayer. No purpose, no victory. What happens? What happens when we don't pray? We don't get any victory. Little prayer, little victory. Much prayer, much victory. And so, what helps you continue on your life journey even when you feel or face challenges? Think about that. Jonah found out that it was only through prayer that he came to himself. Only through prayer, while he was in the fish's belly, only through prayer. Look at the word. The word says, when my life was slipping away, I remembered you. And in your holy temple, you heard my prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so glad that God can set up his holy temple anywhere. Aren't you glad? Jonah was in the fish's belly, but he prayed. The drug addict was in the drug den, but he prayed. Somebody prayed for him. He might even pray for himself. Oh, the person who was a drunkard prayed, and God heard. Oh, we could be stuck in anything, but if we lift up prayers unto God in the name of Jesus, God not only hears us, but God will show up, and he's able to do something about it. I'm so glad that we got to do something, God. God doesn't just sit there, but he does something. Oh, I wish I had a witness. I wish I had a strong witness. Amen. There are too many brothers living their lives and they are slipping away. Slipping away because they have no purpose. They're just going around in circles. What are we going to do? God holds us accountable. They may be out there, but God holds us accountable for their actions because we have the word of life. God held Jonah accountable. He didn't hold the Ninevites accountable. He held Jonah accountable. How do I prove this? The Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, hallelujah, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. If our land is going to be healed, then the people of God, the children of God, the anointed of God must stand. The redeemed of the Lord must say so. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that no matter what it is, the redeemed of the Lord must say so. And we must say, so what, Satan? I'm going to say so anyhow. Because the devil, he will come with all his tricks and all his lies. And he said, this brother would never be saved. But I know a God who can save to the utmost. I know a God who can save even when the dead, even when the odds are against you. I know a God who can save. And he not only saves, he's a God who's able to keep. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. He's able to keep us even when we are being messed with. He's able to give us his armor, the whole armor of God. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to say glory. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. God is a keeping God. God is a residual God. God is a promising God. God is an honest God. God is a powerful God. God is an awesome God. God is a sweet God. God is a loving God. God is a joyful God. God is a wrathful God. But God is also a saving God. I'm so glad that he's able to save from the utmost. Jonah prayed. eat inside a fish's belly. He had a fast 3 days, involuntarily, but he had a fast. But God honors that too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't know where he was. It was dark in there. He couldn't see anything. But God commanded the fish not to eat him, not to chew him, but just keep him there until he could think about what he has done, until he could think about what he needs to do, until he confess his sins. Keep him right there. Hallelujah. Has God ever kept you somewhere until he got ready, good and ready to come to your aid? You thought about it. Hallelujah. I know I have thought about it. And when God said, okay, I think I know you're ready now, you said, yeah, Lord, I'm ready. Just get me out of this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody been there? Anybody been there? When you said, Lord, just get me out of this, and I'll do your will. Hallelujah. And so, the second thing, I'm taking a little bit too long here, but the second thing that needs to happen is men, brothers, you won't mind if I say sisters? Amen. Sisters, I just needed one witness. Need to acknowledge, in this case, need to acknowledge and realize that trouble and prayer changed Jonah's attitude from a negative to a positive. Trouble, as I have said in so many words, has brought many of us to Jesus. And not only has it brought many of us to Jesus, it has brought many of us closer to Jesus. Because even while we have given, even when we gave our life to Christ, there was still trouble. There was still some wars in our lives. There was still a warfare going on between the old nature and the new nature. And we needed to walk closer to God. Well, Jonah was in trouble, and it was through trouble and prayer that changed Jonah's attitude from a negative to a positive. Men's attitudes must be changed from a negative to a positive. There are too many negative things that we dwell on. Too many negative things, and we get upset and we leave our responsibilities and different things like that. But we must hang in there and be strong. How is it that men could call themselves men if we don't hang in there? Now, if you hang in there for so long, if the Lord moves you, that's a whole different story. But we ought not to move ourselves. While all this craziness was going on, Jonah had already stopped praying to God. He had stopped. But while he was in that fish, he began to pray again. Yes. But the reason why he stopped praying to God and the reason why he ignored God was because he wanted to do it his way. He didn't like if God would save him. He'd rather hate than celebrate. He couldn't celebrate their salvation. He knew that God would do something. He knew that God would save him, save the Ninevites. He knew that. And so he ran away. And some people run away and say, well, if I don't do it, it can't be done. But God didn't look at anybody else. It was still Jonah. Now, one has to be careful to say, well, if I don't do it, it can't be done. God may say, okay, go ahead, I'll get somebody else. But he stayed with Jonah. Jonah, I gave you a command, and you're going to do it. And Jonah could have died. He said that the water was taking him down, but God had prepared a fish. A safety valve. And so here, his attitude before was that he didn't need to pray for the Ninevites. He didn't need to pray for himself All he needed to do was run away from God and do his own thing. Sometimes we need to ask brothers, if there was something you could change about your life, what would it be? Would it be the attitude? Would it be how one sees God? How one approaches God? Would it be, have you really thought about who God is? And there's all kinds of excuses because Satan is busy. And sometimes it takes time to just to sit down and to converse. Even if it starts out with a basketball game. Or even if, just don't talk about the Knicks right now. But even if it starts out with a basketball game or a baseball game or something, there has to be a road that the person sees your life and sees the Jesus in you. Amen. Because there are times when we have to take the Jesus approach, just like he took with our friend, the Samaritan woman. Now, he didn't start out talking about the kingdom, but he started out with her conversation about water. Sometimes we have to talk about their conversation and then make a transformation, a slow transformation, a good connection. The worst thing that could happen is that there is a rough transformation because nobody's ready for it. But a smooth transformation, before you know it, they're saying, yeah, I used to go to church. Now, that's good because we're talking about church now. You brought it in. We talked about church. Here is something that we have to ask the men. Because in Jonah chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, Jonah had to have a conversation with himself to realize what he was in. And men have to realize what they're in before they come to this fantasy that they are out of it. There are too many times people say, I could stop anytime. I could stop smoking. I could stop drinking. I could stop anytime. And if you could, you would have. That's a fantasy that they could stop anytime. But here, Jonah had to think about it, to take time to ponder. I was almost drowned by the swirling waters that surrounded me. Seaweed had wrapped around my head. I had sunk down below the underwater mountains. I knew that forever I would be a prisoner there. He thought he was going to die right there. He would be there forever. But you, Lord, God, rescued me from that pit. All because of prayer, God rescued Jonah. All because of prayer, he said, but you, Lord God, rescued me from the pit. Now, I don't know what your pit may be, but I know what my pit happened to be. And I thank God for raising me out of my pit. To me. Do you remember when God had to leave you there and make himself seem as if he was 1,000 miles away before we could wake up and see what was reality all about? Jonah had to come to the realistic point that he was on death row. words, he's giving God praise for delivering him from the pit. Ah, when you can give God praise. When my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. When you can give God praise for the pit that you found yourself in, God will deliver. It was all because of prayer. When Jonah realized how valuable his life really was, he was happy that God rescued him. And I'm so glad that when God rescues us, we are rescued. We are rescued, hallelujah. We are rescued from the inside out. It's not just the physical, but it's the spiritual. It's the divine. I'm rescued, sure enough rescued, because God rescued me. When I was sinking deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore, sinking very deep within, sinking to rise no more, but the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Love lifted me. Have love lifted you? Oh, you ought to give God some praise up in here. You were in the pit. I know you were in the pit. Everybody was in the pit, because we all came short of the glory of God. You could have grown up in the best household, but there were some lonely moments in your life. You could have grown up in a household of love, joy, and all of that, but you needed to know Jesus for yourself. You needed to know that God could lift you up out of your pit. When mama couldn't help you, when daddy couldn't help you, when brother couldn't help you, when sister couldn't help you, God stepped in and he lifted you. Do I have a witness? Do I have a witness? When you were on that lonely road, but God stood by you, hallelujah. When you were at that counter that they said that you couldn't be at, or they didn't want to serve you, but God had them to serve you anyhow. Oh, I'm so glad that we have a God of justice and a God of power and a God of authority. Ah, he has his own panacea. He has his own joy. He has his own cure. He has his own power. That's the reason why we need to give God glory, praise, every chance we get. David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And then he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Why? Because when we look at it, when God's power is able to raise us from the pit, we can say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm so glad that God, when he raises us from the pit, he puts semen over it so that we don't have to get back down in that pit. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. And when he opens up the pit, it's only for us to go down and get somebody else out of the pit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so glad that God is able. I think some of you are too quiet up in here. Maybe you haven't been delivered from a pit. Maybe you don't know what the pit is. But for those of us who know what the pit is, for those of us who have been down and out, for those of us who have been stuck in something, hallelujah, you ought to stand to your feet and say, thank you, Lord, for getting me out of that pit, because I know my life was done for, but you saved me. Through. Amen. Stay at the ark. Amen. Praise God. The third thing that needs to happen, men, women, brothers, boys, and girls, that we need to acknowledge and realize that if we give God a chance, God is able to help us and restore us. Verse 6, once again, I sunk down below the underwater mountains. I was deep down there. Should have been drowned. But look what God did. When you look back over your life, look what God did. Hallelujah. Men must tell men, and including women, how God extended another chance. We need not be silent. We have to tell the testimony. we must not only tell the testimony, but we must be the report. And a word of the Lord came the second time to Jonah. Hallelujah. I like that, the second time, because it means that he didn't die. The second time to Jonah. Oh, that's mercy. Because God doesn't have to even give us a second chance. But he does. Aren't you glad that God gives us a second chance? And this second chance is like second chance, ... and just continues. We don't even know when a third chance is going to come. But this means that Jonah was still alive. God commanded the fish not to eat him up. All because of prayer. You know, when we start praying to the Lord, all because of prayer. God makes the difference. It's not money. It's not houses and land. It's communicating with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God did something for Jonah. God did not give up on Jonah, but he kept him alive. God did not give up on you. He didn't give up on me. God saved Jonah from a death sentence by choice. He said, throw me overboard. Just throw me overboard. A death sentence by choice. But God saved him. He didn't realize how valuable his life was. He probably thought that he could swim to shore. Things go crazy when we don't include God. When God is counted out, things get crazy. If you think that things are crazy now in the world, just let the world count God out. And this world would be nothing to live on. But God saved Jonah from a death sentence by choice. So let's look at this last verse. Jonah chapter 2, verse 10. Then the Lord ordered the fish to let Jonah out of his belly to dry land. You're going right back to where you were supposed to be. But this time, something happened. He wasn't going there because he thought he was the big shot. He was going there because he met the big shot, who is bigger than the shot. He met the one, hallelujah. If he thought he knew God before, he knew him now. Remember when Isaiah went into the temple? If Isaiah thought he knew the Lord before, when he got in the temple and the Lord began to act up, the Lord began to show out. It was just a shadow of the Lord that made Isaiah realize that he was not what God really had for him to be. He says, I am a man undone, a man with unclean lips, and I don't deserve to be here. Jonah realized how undone he was. But God took the fish and moved it to the shore and delivered him. Amen. Jonah gave God a chance to help him. When men and women give God a chance to help, give God a chance to step in, give God a chance to step into your situation, you will find that God is able to set the house in order. Hallelujah. Do I have a witness? I know I have a witness here. I'm not speaking anything new to you. You know that you've been in some kind of trouble, or trouble found you, or you found trouble, but when you took it to the Lord in prayer, hallelujah, something happened when God let you know that it's all right. I've got it now. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. And here it is. Jonah gave God a chance to help him. When God gives you a chance to come to him, oh, I'm so glad. I could be my own witness on this. God gave me a chance to come to him. Amen. And the first time I came, it was just, but when God did a transformation in my life, now when talking about the word, I could talk about the word. So look what Jonah did in one day. It was a 3-day journey, but he went and took care of God's work in one day. Something happens when a brother is restored. Something happens, all because of prayer. When we are restored, my brothers and my sisters, when we are restored, amen, there's a whole different look at it. There's a whole different way of seeing it. And I'm glad that God restored him. It didn't matter whether it was on land or in a dark fish. What mattered was that God was there. What mattered that God restored. So wherever we are, whether we are on the street or in our house, God is able to restore. Something is broken down in us, God is able to restore. We may have some bad feelings, but God is able to restore. We may be down and out, but God is able to restore. We may be cast out, but God is able to restore. We may go for that interview and be cast out, but God is able to restore. We may go to school and not have the greatest grades at first, but God is able to restore. Bounce back. I'm so glad that God is a restoring God. When we have sin, God is able to restore. When we fall short of his glory, God is able to restore. I am a witness that God is a restoring God. He's a restoration God. He's a new opportunity God. He's a new chance God. If I look at my life, I should never have been forgiven. But thanks be to God who looks beyond our faults and see our needs. God is able to restore. We could be down and out. We could be pushed out. We could be all of that. But God is saying, that's nothing for me. I can restore you. Just like he restored the dry bones in the land. The dead dry bones. But God restored the bones. And then he put some sinew on it. And then he put some skin on it. And they became a great army. Hallelujah. Yeah. God is able to restore. Jesus said, if you destroy this body in 3 days, I will rise.